Off the Ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.
All right, well, there is really only one story in town tonight in Irish sport. Ireland through to the semi-finals of the Women's Hockey World Cup. They have beaten India on penalties. The game itself finished scoreless, but Ireland winning on penalties by 3-1. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by the Irish captain, Katie Mullen. Katie, congratulations.
Thanks so much. I could listen to that introduction over and over again.
You're through to the semi-finals of the World Cup.
It's amazing. I'm pretty speechless and overwhelmed.
What's the last hour been like?
Just incredible, you know, like just having the best time with the best girls. It feels like Christmas, actually.
There's obviously a huge crowd. There's obviously a big crowd over there as well, and you've got a lot of family and friends. But have you had a chance as a group, as a squad, to just get together in the dressing room and savour it for yourselves?
No, I'm hoping to run in and join that now. We have a few ritual songs that we like to sing when we win, so I'm really looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, who leads the sing-song?
Zoe Wilson does a good job, and Roisin Upton.
Oh, very good, very good. Well, listen, you're going to enjoy that in a few minutes. I know you've got an ice bath to get to again, so we won't keep you too long because you got to get focused for that semi-final as well against Spain on Saturday. The match itself, it was tense, as an awful lot of these games have been for this Irish team during the World Cup. What was it like to play in that last quarter when they get the penalty corner? You know that one goal is probably going to win this game. How tense was it?
Yeah, you know, it's high-pressure situations, but the belief within our group was just incredible. You know, the 1v1 defence, we won those battles. And I think everyone just kept fighting to the death, and our fitness really, really stood to us. I'm just so proud of the girls. And I think when the final whistle went, I looked around and so many faces were smiling and knew that we were going to win that shootout with Aisha McFerrin in goals. She's incredible and she's very hard to score against. So I'm just so proud of the girls. They were amazing tonight and yeah, it's an amazing feeling.
When the full-time whistle went and you got in a huddle and you were deciding on the penalties, what was been said? What were the final instructions going out there?
I think, you know, we stayed very calm. We've had those penalties before and we've kind of got a process that we stick to try and keep things as calm as possible. So the girls just took themselves aside and got themselves calm and composed and feeling positive. And then, you know, Aisha likes her space as well. So she executes and we give ourselves the best chance.
Can you in any way describe the feeling when the final penalty went in, when Chloe scored and Aisha's making the saves? Is there any way to describe, with your long career with Ireland, what it meant to you?
It's definitely a career high. And I just was so proud of the girls. Every game we play is such a team effort. There's no one that puts more on the pitch than the person beside them. And it's just, it's a real team effort. And yeah, I think we all felt on top of the world.
Everybody we've spoken to over the last week, 10 days or so, has spoken about how much you're enjoying this experience, that you're trying to take it all in your stride, certainly portraying being relaxed over there. But at the end of the day, you are serious professionals out here. You're at a World Cup quarterfinal. These opportunities don't come around too often. Like, did you sleep easy last night? Are you that relaxed, or were there a lot of nerves out there about the occasion?
I think the relaxing comes from a lot of players we played with, played long careers and never got to play in World Cup. So the advice from them was to cherish it and enjoy it. So I think that's where the smiles kind of come from, because you don't want to let a World Cup pass you by. But we're very much a professional unit and we apply ourselves very well. But I think the belief means that nerves don't, you know, take over anyone, because the group is so, so close. I can't emphasize that anymore, how cohesive this group of girls are.
And now you have to go enjoy this, embrace it, celebrate it for a couple of hours tonight, but you're not going to have too much rest. You're going to be out within, what, the next 48 hours, a World Cup semi-final against Spain. Have you much history against them?
Yeah, we know each other quite well. We've played each other this year a few times, and you know, our coaches know each other quite well. So it'll be a good battle, and it'll be a great semi-final, and I've no doubt the girls will be up for it.
Okay, you've been brilliant with your time. Go to the ice bath, go to the sing song,
thanks,
go enjoy yourself
much.
And hand us over. Cheers, I think your coach Graham is alongside you.
Okay, perfect.
All right, Graham Shaw, Ireland coach, is on the line. Graham, you've done it. You're through to a World Cup semi-final. How are you feeling?
Unbelievable. I cannot believe it. Just so proud of the girls. Again, just the effort, the discipline and what we set out to do, just brilliant. And then just to win in the shootout is bury these demons from 2015 and not qualifying for Rio. So I'm absolutely over the moon. Couldn't be prouder of them.
Had you spoken much about that, about the possibility, as is so often the case, that these games can go to penalties and making sure that they're not affected by what had happened in the past? Is that something you thought about ahead of the penalties?
We didn't really bring up 2015, but we've been training them a lot. And what we tend to do is when we play a game against in a test series, we tend to do them after the game, regardless, against the opposition, just to get that practice. But listen, it's very, very hard to replicate pressure, and that pressure is just extreme. So I thought they performed brilliantly. I knew if we scored two, we'd win, because Aisha in goal is just incredible at them. And I knew once the second one went in, it's gonna take something special to beat us then.
Yeah, what a story. Aisha McFerrin, 22 years of age and a hero at a World Cup.
Yeah, and listen, we've known about her since she was 18 years of age. I've been watching her since she was 18. She is top drawer, and it's just so pleasing to see her do it on the world stage, because sometimes when the pressure comes on, it can be difficult, and as a goalkeeper you can be really, really, you know, not have much to do all the time, and then all of a sudden you need a moment. And she's been superb, absolutely superb since the first game, and I'm so happy for her that she was able to show her what she's about and win the shootout.
It was tense watching it here in the studio. I can't even imagine what it was like for you on the sideline, and particularly with so many of these games have been so, so tight. It felt all the way through that it was going to be one goal. It was either going to go to penalties or one goal would win this. And you have such a tight defensive structure, and you're relying on the girls to win their one-on-one battles all the time. How are the nerves when you're out there? Are you fully trusting that the game plan is working according to plan, or were there times in that game where you felt under pressure?
To be honest, Nathan, which is a strange thing to say, I didn't really feel the pressure at all.
Right, brilliant.
I had full trust in the way they were performing, in their attitude and their discipline on the field, that whatever was going to be, it was going to be. And I didn't really feel any kind of pressure or anything. I just thought we just needed to stay in it, and I thought we could execute maybe one moment where we could nick that goal. And then when it went to the shootout, he could, like, again, as I said to you, I know how strong that keeper is in goal, and I knew how good Aisha is. I watch our girls go up against them in 1v1s and they struggle. So I was pretty confident, but listen, as you know, you well know, following lead sports, it doesn't always go according to plan. So just absolutely delighted to get over the line.
We were talking to your captain, Katie Mullen, a few minutes ago, and I was making the point that while you've been saying all the right things about how much you're enjoying this tournament and staying relaxed and taking it all in your stride, that this is still a huge moment in everybody out there's career, a chance to get to a World Cup semi-final. These opportunities, maybe once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for some of these players. To try and keep that emotion in check, has that been difficult to try and stay relaxed, but also to realise what's at stake?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, it's probably a life changing moment for this group. It's difficult, but again, the focus has been superb since the day we arrived here. Their attention to detail and how they prepare. They have player meetings themselves where they do a SWOT analysis on the opposition. We feed them drip feed them information over the course of 3 or 4 days in preparation for each game, and you could just tell that they really studied and have known every opposition that we've come up against. Mm. And when you get that, and when you see a group of people really focusing and putting their time into trying to figure out the opposition, you just know you're in a good place. But then obviously, as you say, then to go out and execute is is not easy, and particularly under severe pressure where obviously you're trying to get into a semi-final. I just couldn't be prouder of the management team, the team. Yeah, I'm just delighted for the sport now. Hopefully it gets the recognition it deserves. And look forward to a semi-final.
Yeah, you're getting plenty of recognition tonight, that is for sure. The celebrations, we saw the celebrations, wild celebrations, understandably, with what you've achieved. Have you a lot of friends, family over? Are there a lot of people there for the group to celebrate with?
Yeah, everybody has their family over here. They've all made the journey over, and I think it's probably cost them a fortune at this stage over and back. I don't think they were expecting this. And my own family are at home. Two kids, Ellie and Jack, say hello to you, and my wife Ali. So hopefully maybe they might come over now the weekend. This is maybe not expected, obviously, pre-tournament. So yeah.
You gotta get them over on Saturday. You gotta get them over on Saturday.
Yeah, we're definitely gonna look at it now, that's for sure. The support's been amazing. You would have thought we were playing at home today with the noise, and just so chuffed that the girls could get over the line. And And we're in a top four. To be in the top four entering this competition as ranked 16 in the world, what an achievement.
What an achievement is right. And you're well aware of the historical significance for Irish hockey, and you're well aware of the heartbreak that so many of these players have gone through trying to qualify for Olympics. Like, is it possible in the moment to fully appreciate the context of what you are achieving?
I think I'll have need a bit of time to maybe reflect. I've been a part of this team since 2013, and I've lived those lows with them. And, you know, I'll be honest, Nathan, it was not easy in 2015 into 2016. It was a really, really difficult 2 years after missing out on Rio through the width of a post. But absolute credit to the players. They built themselves back up. They dedicated their lives to this. They trained so hard. I mean, the conditioning level to this team now is through the roof. And they deserve absolutely every single thing they get out of this. I'm just an absolute pleasure to be a part of this group.
And I guess those conditioning levels are going to need to come to the fore again, because it's less than 48 hours away from a World Cup semi-final. You were probably in a similar position a week ago after the win over India and sealing the place in the quarterfinals, where you celebrated but also had to get back on track and focus on that final game against England. Can you learn lessons from that as to how you should approach the next 48 hours in terms of savouring the moment but getting everybody focused and on the job at hand?
Yeah, I think we'll let them enjoy the next few hours, obviously, and until this evening. Well, when we wake up in the morning, we need to park it for now, and we can celebrate this for many months and many weeks to come. So we've prepared for Spain. We've already prepared a database on them, and we know where their strengths lie and where their weaknesses lie. So it's just a matter of as you rightly say, just trying to refocus the group. And really focus on recovery. We need to win the next 12, 24 hours in recovery, and making sure that we give ourselves every possible chance come Saturday.
Graham, you've been brilliant with your time once again. Congratulations. Go enjoy the celebrations.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Off the ball.
Find us on Twitter at Off the Ball.
News Talk 106 to 108.